Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Wednesday, folks, and welcome to another edition of Sports Overnight America here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We are presented by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. What a great show we have planned for you today, kicking it off with Brock Hines. We'll chat some Super Bowl. There's been a lot of stuff that's continuing to develop in the NBA as well as in the NFL. Other than the Super Bowl, a lot of free agents, guys requesting trades. We're going to cover it all on this episode of Sports Overnight America. At the 25-minute mark, we're bringing on Nico Beefsauce. We'll do a little soccer talk. A lot going on in these mid-season tournaments, League Cup, FA Cup, Champions League. The transfer window is officially closed. We're going to touch on some moves that got made, some moves that didn't, teams who failed to meet expectations, and teams who killed it in the transfer window as well. We're going to wrap up the show with Giovanna Scroggins. We'll also chat some NBA, chat some NFL as well with her there. Super Bowl preview. Bronny scoring his first three. Is that significant at all? Is this still just the weirdest situation of all time? Or am I the only one that thinks it? We'll find out from Giovanna. But nonetheless, man, it feels weird that football is coming to an end. But in NFL fashion, there's still a ton to talk about outside of the big game. The Cooper Kupp situation, Myles Garrett, guys like T. Higgins going to be available, Sam Darnold, where does he land, NFL draft, guys moving up, dropping off, what trades are we going to see happening, and the NBA never sleeps either. I mean, Kevin Durant, he gives his take on a Golden State reunion. We're going to dive into that. Obviously, the big news with Luka Doncic and Anthony Davis being traded, how does that really serve both teams? How do the Lakers still need to improve if they want to have a chance at a championship? The Bucks made a big trade today as well. I don't know if I'm going to call it a big trade, but they made a move. I'm not so sure how I feel about it. It's an interesting one. I don't exactly understand it, but, I mean, what do I know? These GMs seem to know things that I don't. Seemingly, Luka being traded at 25, even though he's one of the best scorers in the league, made sense to someone. So I'm sure there's a reason why the Bucks made this move. I'm not exactly buying it. Golden State, have we seen their best days? Is that it? We're going to find out on another edition of Sports Overnight America. Here with your host, Todd Levine. Up next, we're bringing on Brock Hines. So do not move. Stick with us. We got a fun hour planned for you tonight. Looking forward to going through it with you guys. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick. Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
celebrate responsibly.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America, here with your host, Ty Levine. Super Bowl week, ton going on in the NBA, NFL, and around the world of sports. We're bringing them on to talk about it all. Brock Hines, how we doing?
I'm doing good. I'm worried about you, though. When the NFL season ends, and I can hear you dreading it in your voice, and you've just told the listeners, can you live on soccer alone, or do you need next August to come quick?
Look, I can definitely live on soccer alone because it takes up the weekends. It runs until until May. But I love Sundays, man. There is nothing more exciting for me than waking up on a Sunday morning at 7 a.m., getting my coffee, cooking my breakfast. Soccer usually kicks off 7:30, 8:30, watching games right until the 1 o'clock slate starts. I'm a big cook on Sundays. I love to chef it up. I love to have people over. It's a ritual for me. But this last weekend, without any football at all, no college, no NFL, it was very glum. It was depressing. I just felt like something was off. The sun wasn't even shining down here in Miami. It was raining. It was cold. It was the worst weekend ever, I got to say it. And I'm glad that you could hear it in my voice. I was trying to relay that yes, my lack of NFL depression is going to be kicking in starting Monday. And I'm still... Do you know, I believe it's next year, they move the Super Bowl back to where President's Day weekend, so we'll have that Monday off. Is that next season?
I was not aware of that, and I think you're almost going too late, Tyler. I know that they say Friday and Saturday nights, and this is my area of alleged expertise. Friday nights are graveyards on TV, but I'll tell you, you put the Super Bowl on a Saturday night instead of Sunday, people will change their lives to watch that game, and you'd have the next day off. I just think if you go into the third Sunday and third Monday into the month, Tyler, I don't know. Hey, you're pushing it, but we'll see. I don't know. I don't believe next year is the year.
I don't know where I heard that. Maybe it was just a fallacy that I created in my own mind to try and convince the higher powers above to give us the day off after the Super Bowl. But I love that idea. Saturday night, it's not like there's nothing else going on. Goodell floated it for next year, but nothing confirmed is what I'm seeing in the chat here. So let's make that float a reality. But nonetheless, the big game is here. It is on a Sunday. The line hasn't really changed at all. The Chiefs are still -1.5. It's a total of 48.5. Even money line for Philly, -120 for Kansas City. Brock, what are the keys for the Eagles to take down the two-time champs?
Well, I think what they have going for them, Tyler, is defense and the running game. And you have to weigh, you meaning you and the listeners, what is more important to you, the quarterback and the coach, which the Chiefs have the decided advantage, or do you think the defense and the running game is the running game a decided advantage to Philadelphia? The defense, it's basically 1-2 here. The Eagles, because somebody has to be one, is the better defense. You have to figure out which is better. Right now, if the Eagles play their game, and we saw how they played two Super Bowls ago against Kansas City, Right now, and I'll firm this up on Friday night when I put my pick on the air here, but right now I'm leaning towards Philadelphia, and I think that they can use their running game and their defense to stop Kansas City from three-peating.
Joe Mixon against the Chiefs had 18 carries, 88 yards with a touchdown. James Cook, 13 carries, 85 yards, two touchdowns. He had 49 yards receiving as well. And you got to figure, I know James Cook had a career year. Saquon's a completely different ball game. So yep. The Chiefs' defense has struggled with the run game thus far in the playoffs. They haven't exactly, I don't think anyone's felt that this was the most dominant Chiefs team that we've seen over, you can call it the last 5 years. Is that the key for the Chiefs to beating the Eagles? Is it, hey, look, we can accept the Eagles' defense might put us some stops, but if we can just neutralize Saquon, hold them to even under 100 yards, is that a win for the Chiefs? If Saquon is under 100 yards, do you see it going in the Chiefs' favor?
Here's to answer your question, Tyler. I think defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo has studied this, because if you go after Barkley, you are sacrificing something somewhere. You just can't treat him like any other running back. So obviously somebody in the box there, as they call it, in the defensive line, is going to be sacrificed. Between Spagnuolo and Reed, I mean, you and I can find numbers to back up anything that you and I want to say. Mm-hmm. For instance, Andy Reed, 34-7, incredibly, when he has a week off, the bye week, and come up with something. So I think that Kansas City is going to have to sacrifice something. I'm not certain that they can come up with something to offset Barkley, and that's why, like I said, my initial lean is towards Philadelphia right now, and I think Hurts can play a smart game. Both quarterbacks have made very few mistakes, Tyler, and that's the key. And I know, boy, talk about a tired cliche, but the team that makes the fewest mistakes, but both these teams have been near perfect en route to the position they're in.
I couldn't agree more. What do you make of I don't know if you saw this, by the way. Media Day's obviously been going on, Media Week for the Super Bowl. There was somebody who asked Travis Kelce, Travis, who do you love more, Taylor Swift or Phantom roughing the passer penalties in the fourth quarter? And he simply said, that's a great question, and then just and moved on. I found that absolutely hilarious. Is this Travis Kelce's last game in the NFL if they win or if they lose, or do you just see it as if they win, he rides off into the sunset with Miss Swift on the three-peat?
Yeah, I don't know if it's his last game or not. I don't know the answer to that. I truthfully haven't given a lot of thought. But certainly, I think the tight end position is a key in this game as well, and certainly he's one of the best. But I'm not certain that he's done. Although, if you win three straight Super Bowls, certainly it's something to hang your hat on. But no strong opinion on that one, Tyler. Very rare for me not to have an opinion. You can ask my wife.
It's all good. I got something else in the queue for you. Cooper Kupp being traded from the Rams. We don't know where yet. What do you think is the most attractive destination for him? What team do you think he could change the most and really either increase their bid of being a Super Bowl contender or take what team to the next level?
Well, I think Kupp would be liked in, I think he'd be liked in Atlanta. And just for people listening, that's something that we'll never know. The NFL season does not officially end on March 12th. So we've got to chew on this for 4 or 5 weeks. Besides Atlanta, I think there's a lot of places that would like to see Cooper Kupp in their lineup. That team, I'm surprised when reading about this over the past week. I'm surprised, Tyler, how much is going on with that team. I mean, a touchdown away, basically, from knocking out the Eagles. I thought they played very well, and it was the snow that cost them in the second half in that game. And they're that close, but I'm just surprised at how much is going on in that team as far as them wanting to break it up. I mean, Matthew Stafford is signed for one more year, but he'll be gone, I think. His contract goes through, I think, 2026. Mm-hmm. So he'll be gone after that. They have other players on there that are hitting free agency. Tutu Atwell is going to be gone in a year. So I'm surprised how much that team that this was their year to do it or else, because but I don't know if you agree with this or not. I think they're a team that somewhat maybe overachieved this year as well.
Yeah, I think that they got really, really hot after the bye. And then towards, I mean, it's an interesting spot for me because Cooper Kupp is obviously still a top, top player. I don't know if maybe they're trying to not make the mistake of keeping a guy for one too many years and he fades off significantly and you can't really get much for him. I don't know what they would get for him in a trade. Do you feel like they're going to get a decent first-round pick for Kupp? Is it going to be, you know, a couple seconds, a third, maybe a player?
Yeah, I think maybe the latter. And given it some thought when you were asking me about it too, I think another team that would like to see Kupp would be maybe the Baltimore Ravens. Help out Lamar Jackson a little more. Because, I mean, you have what? You have Jones and... who am I thinking of there? Bateman.
Flowers.
And I just think he would be a nice addition to that because the Ravens, you got to look at teams, Tyler, that are one piece away. You know, I mentioned Atlanta. Atlanta's more than one piece away, and I kind of want to amend that. Who's the team that just missed making this position? And Baltimore is one of them. Buffalo's one of them. And I think Baltimore would like to see them because, again, I think they are right on the perimeter of getting to the point where we could talk about them for a future Super Bowl in the next year or so.
I agree. I think Baltimore and Buffalo are, for me, the two teams that are really one piece away, and I think Baltimore probably has a lot more to offer in terms of the trade. But
I think so too.
Nonetheless, Brock, we're going to chat throughout the rest of the week as we lead up to the Super Bowl. I'm very much so looking forward to the official pick on Friday. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. All right, up next, we're bringing him on, Nico Beef Sauce, my co-host of First Touch. We'll chat the world of soccer, transfer deadline day, and a whole lot more here on Sports Overnight America. Don't move. I'm your host, Todd Levine. We're coming right back.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We're bringing on my co-host of First Touch, Nico Beef Sauce, a little midweek soccer talk for the kids. How we doing, Nico?
How's it going, my man? Very excited to be on here and so much to talk about. So much soccer action happening week in and week out, which I absolutely love.
Absolutely. Today, Newcastle took down Arsenal 2-0 in the Carabao Cup, which means Arsenal are officially eliminated. They go out 4-0 in aggregate. Which is quite shocking, but they've been dealing with a lot of injuries. But why I'm bringing this up is this. Arsenal did not make a single move in this winter transfer window. We've been calling for, at least the fans have, and anyone with common sense has been saying Arsenal are desperate for a striker if they want to be serious. Now that they're eliminated from the FA Cup and Carabao Cup, their only chances of a trophy this season will be the Champions League, which I think everybody can probably agree is a little unlikely. And if they have some sort of miraculous comeback in the league to dethrone Liverpool, who are all, you know, they're pretty much one foot in at this point. Where do you go with Arsenal, and how much longer can Arteta go without winning an actual trophy outside of the Community Shield? His only trophy is the 2020 COVID FA Cup, no fans in the stands, which isn't really that impressive for me. They've spent probably close to £1 billion on players. I mean, where does Arsenal go from here, and how much slack does Arteta have?
I think that, honest to God, there's two crimes that happened this year. Number one, I chose Arsenal to be the champs. And number two, the biggest crime of them all is that Arsenal is refusing to add players, key players, may I say, that are going to take this team to the next level. I don't think they've improved from last year. I think they're the same exact team. They struggle to score goals. And I think that Arteta is starting to get a little bit nervous. And I see it mostly on the fact that a lot of press conferences, especially after the game they lost to Newcastle 2-0 in the first leg of this game that happened today, he was talking about the balls being weird and the players not being used to them. I'm sensing that Arsenal is having a very hard time making that next level step. And I only think that another player that could have came in the center forward position could have made their life so much easier, but they didn't make the move, and they're going to have to suffer the consequences. I think that Arteta is sitting at the hottest spot when it comes to managers in the Premier League right now.
If they go this season trophyless again, is it time to call it quits, or is it next year we win something or you're out?
Listen, I think that if you're about to sack a coach, no matter what the sport, no matter what the sport is, badminton, basketball, soccer, you name it, you have to have a backup plan. If Arsenal thinks they can replace Arteta with somebody better, they absolutely should. The question is, who's going to come in, take over, and do a better job than Arteta? Because we know that a new coach coming in, and we can take United as an example, we can take Chelsea as an example, we can take any team you want. It's a process, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, I'm going to bring in a coach. I'm going to give him a couple of years. I'm going to give him a couple transfer windows, instill his philosophy and all that. So my answer to this is it all depends on what the Arsenal board believes. I think the Arsenal fans are running out of patience, but I also think that Arteta is a good coach at the end of the day, and he just has to overcome his complex of like not spending a lot of money or you know what I mean, like, or adjusting his philosophy. That's what I think the key is here.
For me, it's I think they have to win something next season. They have to buy a striker. They have to spend, and not spending isn't necessarily his fault. I'm sure that he wants to improve the team. It's on the owners ultimately to get something done, which is, you know, ultimately it's part of the problem we're seeing at Manchester United right now, who did virtually nothing in this transfer window again, other than bringing in Patrick Dorgu, who, from my understanding, is a fantastic player, great signing. We needed a left wing back. We brought in Aiden Heaven as well, but he's going to be an academy player, young guy from Arsenal. And then Antony leaves on loan to Real Betis. Thank God. That was probably the worst transfer in Premier League history. Non-biased as well. I don't think there's a single person who disagrees with that. And the shocking move, not so shocking, but I don't think I ever expected to see Marcus Rashford wear another jersey other than a Manchester United kit. He came to the club at 7 years old, worked his way through the academy, made it big, got the big contract, and things just fell apart. And, you know, the comments being made about him were, you know, not focused, not trying, no effort in training, which is those are really tough, and it's pretty impossible to come back from that as a player. But I'm not going to say for me, Aston Villa won this window hands down. They brought in Malin, the forward from Borussia Dortmund, who's a fantastic player. They brought in Rashford on loan. They brought in Marco Asensio on loan. They brought in Diassi, the defender from Chelsea, who's not the best player, but nonetheless they could, you know, use defenders. And not only that, but they sold Jean Durand for £65 million to Al-Nassr. So, I mean, you look at the business they did. You see all these guys they brought in, and they still booked a profit in this window. I mean, Villa now, for me, are a serious candidate for top four. What do you make of them after the moves that they've made?
Villa is sitting eighth on the table with 37 points, and United is sitting 13th at 29. I don't think that distance is hard to make up for United, because I still think that United cannot afford to not finish in the top five. Is it getting difficult? Absolutely. But Rashford, I think he's going to make wonders at Villa, because Rashford was in desperate need of a new environment, new motivation. It was clear that he lost his edge. Rashford, for whoever hasn't really watched him play, he was a winger that would take you one-on-one pretty much every other play, and he would score big goals, very important goals for United. I think it's all in all a loss for United and a huge gain for Aston Villa, as you just said. But Villa also has to make up ground, man. This is going to be a very, very tough dogfight this year, because City, Chelsea, Forest, and Arsenal at the moment look immovable from those positions.
What do you make of Manchester City's transfer window? Obviously, most notably, the most expensive transfer, Omar Marmoush, coming over from Frankfurt, $65 million. They're bringing Kusunov as well, defender from Lens. Victor Reese, $30 million, defender from Palmeiras. Wama Ba, defender from Real Valladolid. And Nico Gonzalez, the defender from midfielder, from Porto for $50 million. Kyle Walker out the door. That's the main one on the outside, but... Well, you know, where do you go with City's transfer window? Is this going to ultimately, for you, do they finish top four now with the moves that they've made?
You know what I think about City's transfer window? How much easier does life get when you have a ton of money to spend? They have so much money and so many resources, and Pep loves to spend it. These players are coming in. Marmoush is an amazing striker. Kusunov, I feel like, is more of a project because he's only 20 years old. He's played in the French league. He's super young. Nico Gonzalez, I feel like, is going to be the most crucial transfer they've made. He's an amazing player. I watched him play at Porto. £60 million. My goodness. Like, that's so much money to spend on a guy. But look, he's Spanish, he's young, he's a midfielder that plays both good defensively and offensively, and I think City is majorly struggling in the midfield area because they lost Rodri, man. That's a big, big, big loss for them, and if Nico Gonzalez can even do half the job that Rodri was doing, they're going to be a much better team all together.
Let's do 2 minutes on my source of depression. We'll do a minute on my source of depression, Manchester United. Where do they go from here? I mean, virtually no business is done. The owners are talking about how we're going to have to raise ticket prices in violation of, you know, potentially in violation of financial rules and regulations. I mean, what was the point of this new Ineos ownership if we were going to be in the same situation and unable to do anything? And I mean, we are now down to four attackers. We have four attackers for the remainder of the season with the ability to not bring in anybody. I mean, our best hope of adding an attacker is Obi Martin, the striker from Arsenal, who's broken virtually every single U18 record there is, which is promising. I'd love if he could come up and make an impact, but I mean, I'm lost here. And ultimately, fans are going to get impatient with Amorim, but it's not his fault. I mean, what else is he supposed to do? We brought in a manager that plays a wingback formation, then didn't get him wingbacks. We got him one, but I mean, where does United go from here? Is all hope lost for the foreseeable future yet again?
I think this season, Manchester United is done for this season. Their best bet to get a European presence next year is winning the Europa League, which is not going to be an easy task whatsoever. I think when you spend nearly $30 million to hire a new coach and fire your old one, you are essentially putting all your money towards a project that's going to change the coach, but that leaves you with not too much to work with when it comes to bringing in new players. Criminal, in my opinion, to not add anything on this transfer window for Manchester United that's going to actually make a difference. Because even Anthony going to Betis, I mean, I don't like Anthony. I think he's not serious about soccer, and all in all, a player that's confused on the pitch. But work with him. Try to make him actually play and give you something, anything, a goal, an assist, you know?
At least he has legs and can play. If someone gets injured, I mean, we're hosed. There's four attackers left. Xerxes, Højlund, Ahmad, and Garnacho. And that's it. Yep. So for me, it's criminal. It's disappointing. It's upsetting. But nonetheless, we're gonna see the rest of the season out, us Manchester United fans and us soccer fans as a whole. We'll be back on Friday, Nico and myself, on First Touch, 5 o'clock Eastern. We will recap last weekend's Premier League games and preview this weekend coming up. Nico, as always, I'm very excited for Friday. Thank you for coming on, my friend.
Thanks, my man. See you Friday.
Absolutely. All right, up next, Giovanna Scroggins will get her Super Bowl preview, chat a little bit of NBA, some more noise being made around the league. Don't move. We're coming right back here on Sports Overnight America.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
The Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Here with your host, Tyler Levine. We're bringing her on Giovanna Scroggins. How are we doing, Giovanna?
I'm good, Tyler. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just seeing this now. We'll go to some NBA stuff and cover some Super Bowl preview as well. But Jalen Milroe was asked if he'd ever consider switching positions. His answer, you don't ask a zebra to be a dog. Great quote, one. My question to you, just off the bat, we'll do this real quick. Should he consider changing positions? Does he have a future as an NFL quarterback? My view is no. I don't think he's going to be a glorified Malik Willis and accomplish nothing in the league other than maybe getting a few snaps at backup. Where do you go with Jalen Milroe in this year's NFL draft?
Yeah, I'm not sold on him. I'm not really, incentivized to think, he would be this awesome quarterback. I agree with him when it comes to, you can't really switch, flip-flop and change, and like if you're made one way, you want to stick to that position and you want to keep growing and learning, and I probably loves playing quarterback, so I don't blame him, and I think that statement has some validity to it. But when you like put some context around it, and given the situation he's in, he'd probably be more successful and probably go to a better team, get drafted maybe a little higher if he did switch positions. I don't think
I will say the they said the same stuff good. To Lamar. However, Lamar was coming off of a Heisman, at quarterback. Different situation for me.
Yeah.
I do think he would get drafted higher as well. All right, let's chat some NBA real quick. Obviously, we spoke about the Luka trade in depth yesterday, what that meant for the Mavs, for the Lakers as well. Today, there was a lot of reports that Golden State was pretty much calling every team in the league, asking about any all-star that might potentially be available. There are reports of maybe Durant having a reunion with Golden State. He has put those reports to bed. He has absolutely zero interest in a reunion with Golden State, does not want to go back. I think that's a great decision for him and his career. What are your thoughts on Kevin Durant? He's focused as of now on his future with the Suns. Do you see him moving anywhere? Should the Suns move him to get some draft capital back, considering they mortgage the franchise to bring in this big three that they currently have right now? Or is staying put in Phoenix his best bet and best for the franchise?
I mean, listen, the Suns could go either way. I think the Suns need help a little bit in terms of gaining talent. However, KD is one of those players, and the fact that he wants to stay there, I think that says a lot. And I think it's a smart move for KD, staying in Phoenix, grinding it out, with Booker, seeing what they can do, seeing what magic they can make. I think, he'll settle in and learn the system a little bit better as seasons go on. Is there a championship in their future for the Suns? I don't know. I think it would take a lot, but I think that's a smart move for KD.
I agree. I think it's smart for him. I'm not so sure that it's smart for the Suns, though. He's going to be, 37 next year? They're currently 25-24, sitting ninth in the West. And you look at what they're going up against in the West. You got the Timberwolves, who are a threat. The Lakers, who just obviously acquired Luka. Let's see if they're done making noise. I still think that they need a solid big in there to really go and win a championship. The Nuggets are obviously very, very good. And then you look at these top three. You got the Rockets, who are young and talented. You got the Grizzlies, who are young and talented. And for me, the team that doesn't get anywhere near enough credit, Brock Hines said it best yesterday, they don't get nearly enough credit for how good they are. Everyone spends time talking about the Celtics, the Nuggets, everybody else. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder. Who's your favorite right now in the West to get to the final?
Oh, I'm for sure the Thunder. I think the Mavs beating them last year was a miracle to get past them and play Boston in the finals. But yeah, OKC, I mean, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is probably one of the most dangerous players in the NBA currently. And I think him alone is helping this team. Not only, that roster, you have to look at all their players they have on their bench. I mean, you have Jalen Williams, you have Hardenstein, you have Chet when he comes back and he's healthy. And then you have Jalen Williams as well. It's this roster is dangerous. They're young and they're here to play some basketball. So the OKC is definitely my favorite in the West.
Now the question is, can they take down the Celtics? I think, look, I'm not buying the Cavs at all. I'm just saying it now. I don't think the Cavs beat the Celtics in the playoffs.
Didn't the Celtics just beat the Cavs yesterday, did they not? Pretty sure they did.
Yeah, I think they did as well. But it's like, look, I understand they have what the pretty much tied for the best record in the NBA. They got, you know, one more win, one more loss than OKC, so that, you know, they've played two separate games. But I'm not buying that at all. The Boston Celtics know what it takes to win a championship. They're incredibly well coached. They can shoot the three very well. Cleveland's not there yet for me. Can OKC dethrone the Celtics? Do you see the Celtics coming out of the East? Where do you go with the Eastern Conference, and how they would the winner of the Eastern Conference would stack up against the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm not buying the Cavs. I think in the later season, as we get closer to playoff time, I think we're going to see the Cavs kind of fall down a little bit. I think the Celtics are definitely going to get back there, but I do think OKC can dethrone the Celtics because the Mavs almost did it. The Mavs really almost did it to them, and I've said it, you know, the Celtics, that was their time to win. They've been there multiple times before. They have the experience. Jason Tatum was overdue for a championship, and so that was their year. This year, I don't know if it's going to be a repeat. It's very plausible, but I think the Thunder have what it takes to dethrone this Celtics team and to take home a championship.
Do you see the Thunder making any moves with this trade deadline? They have so many picks available. I floated the theory yesterday, if Durant was going to go anywhere, that my pick for him to move somewhere in a win-win situation would be back to Oklahoma City. If you think about it like this, Durant goes back to OKC, the return home. It's great for the NBA. It's great for ratings. I think it would be great for the Thunder to have a vet who still is one of the most prolific scorers in the NBA. He might be getting up there in terms of age, but they have enough players where he wouldn't necessarily need to play the minutes that he's playing now in Phoenix. And Phoenix can acquire probably a good amount of picks from the Thunder, whether they're first, second, third rounders. It's still valuable to have considering what they've given up in the past to get guys like Chris Paul, Bradley Beal, and Durant. That would be my move to make. But do you see the Thunder making any moves, or are they going to sit back and say, look, we're happy with what we have right now?
I honestly don't see them making any moves. I think they are more than happy of where they are right now and what they have in their roster. However, that KD move would be very smart for them. Adding that veteran experience alone could be a game changer for the Thunder. I just don't see them making any moves before tomorrow, essentially. But you never know.
One move that we've all been waiting for the other shoe to drop, as they say, Jimmy Butler. I mean, the guy's been suspended like 40 times this year from the Heat. It's obvious he's done playing there, at least from my perspective. I don't see him lacing up another game for the Heat. He deserved the extension a season ago whenever he was due for it. They failed to do so. He's obviously not happy. His teammates aren't happy with him. Pat Riley isn't happy with him. Spoelstra's not happy with him. I mean, what I saw today was that Golden State was aggressively pursuing. Does that move make sense for Golden State? Does a guy like Jimmy Butler really propel them to where they used to be? They're desperate to get a guy around Steph who can match his level of play. Draymond Green is up there in age. Does he get dealt somewhere as, you know, the bartering chip for the Miami Heat? Where do you go with the Jimmy Butler situation? Do you see him landing somewhere? Have we seen his last game for the Heat? Let's hear it.
Here's my thing with Jimmy Butler. If I was a coach of an NBA team or even an owner or a manager of an NBA team, I would not want a player like Butler on my team. The way and the fashion, look, I know you want out. I know you're unhappy. But doing the things, leaving practice, not traveling, saying that you don't want to play, that is just, in my opinion, unacceptable. Because in the NBA especially, there are so many seats and so many people that want to be where you are. So for him to kind of do it in that fashion left a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth. And I believe he came out and said he doesn't even want to go to the Warriors. So Golden State, you know, I think they're trying to aggressively pursue. I think they do need someone like him to go around Steph. And as you mentioned, Draymond Green, you know, he is also getting up there in age, like you said. But I don't even think he wants to go there. So and then you're like, well, you can't pick and choose. We already saw what happened to Luka. Luka didn't want to go to the Lakers, but guess what? He got shipped off against his will. So
yep.
Who are you to sit here and say, I'm going to sit here and pick and choose where I want to go, and if I don't get what I want, I'm going to be a crybaby about it, essentially. So I just don't really like that.
Yeah, it's a really interesting situation. I think that the Heat need to move him. because it just doesn't make sense to keep a guy who doesn't want to be there and who's going to cause these problems. I mean, they're not even in a bad spot. They're seventh in the East. They still, you know, if they make the right moves, can be competitive maybe in the playoffs. I don't think they're anywhere near a championship level or caliber team. But I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's time to blow the whole thing up and start over by any means. They have Adebayo. They have Tyler Hero. You add a solid player in there and, you know, you can make a run for sure. But it's just, it's an odd situation. The media hasn't been kind to Jimmy. I think that he's kind of tired of that. The whole reports of him not traveling home with the team in that one game. Meanwhile, what they failed to include in those reports was he was going to see his sick father, which, you know, is exactly the problem with a lot of sports media in today's day and age. But nonetheless, let's switch over to another trade that happened today. Chris Middleton swapped with Kyle Kuzma. I don't really know what to make of this one. I mean, look, the Bucks, they started off a little slow. They're sitting fifth in the East right now. They have Lillard. They have Giannis. They're calling this the big three in Milwaukee now. I don't know how much of a big player Kuzma is. Am I missing something here?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, I mean, considering the, I guess, the level of anticipation that Mavs, or not Mavs fans, but NBA fans are after the amount of splash trades that we've seen, this one just was a little bit lackluster. I do think that is a good move for the Bucks. I'm kind of excited to see how it's going to play out. I mean, these are kind of young guys, you know, just kind of coming up, developing more and more and more. So the thing is with me and a lot of these trades, only time will tell. I'm not going to sit here and say one thing or the other thing. I'm just going to say let time play out. He might be a great addition. It might be a bust of a trade. So, you know, I guess we'll see.
I mentioned it to Brock. I'm not sure if you saw. A reporter asked Travis Kelce, what do you love more, Taylor Swift or phantom pass roughing the passer calls in the fourth quarter? He said, good wow. Question, then declined to answer. It was an unbelievable question. Whoever that reporter is, I don't know if we could find out who it was who asked that. Props to you, man. What an unbelievable question to fire off at Super Bowl media. I mean, you got a set of cojones on you, brother, because that is absolutely crazy. I had to watch the clip like four times. I was like, that is insane. And props to Travis Kelce as well. He took it like, said, good question, and kind of ignored it. You could tell he was a little ticked off by it. But nonetheless, the big game is right around the corner. We're going to dive more in depth into it as the week goes on. I want to make sure we save some juice for the people out there listening. But as of right now, where are you leaning with, we'll say, the spread money line total? Kansas City -1.5, overs 48.5, Kansas City -120 money line. The Eagles are even money for the money line. Where are you initially going? We're not placing the wagers yet. It's Wednesday. A lot can still happen. But I got to hear your take on how things are looking for you thus far.
Wait, if I'm not mistaken, you said the money line was at -1.5.
Money line's -120. Kansas City spread is -1.5.
Got you. Yeah, I mean, not surprising. I think, you know, obviously the Chiefs are going to be favorites to the three-peat. But, you know, I'm sitting right where I have been sitting with that I don't want the Chiefs to win, and so that means I'm rooting for the Eagles. Not that I don't want to root for the Eagles. I love Saquon, but, you know, Jalen Hurts. And so this is time and time again, the receivers on that team, I'm not sold on AJ Brown. I'm not really sold on Devonta. So it's going to take a lot, I think, for them in that game. However, you know, the Chiefs have a notoriously good run defense. So it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out with Saquon and that defense. But like I said, I don't want the Chiefs to win, so I'm rocking with whoever can beat them.
We'll dive into it more as the week goes on, get into the details, the ins and outs of how each team can get it done, what they need to do, what they need to avoid. But we're going to save that for later in the week. Giovanna Scroggins, as always, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Howard. Have a good night.
Absolutely. All right, Sports Overnight America rolls on. 2-minute drill coming up next with your host, Ty Levine. We'll be right back.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America here with your host, Tyler Levine, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. All right, so I asked who was the reporter who said the question to Travis Kelce, who do you love more, Taylor Swift or Phantom roughing the pass or penalties in the fourth quarter? His name is Rich Schertenlieb. I got to give a shout-out to this guy because to have the balls to go in there and say something like that, but that wasn't the only thing. The producers made me aware there were two other questions that he asked. He asked Patrick Mahomes, who is your favorite ref? And also, have you ever sent a ref a Christmas card? I mean, that stuff is unbelievable. I don't know Rich or where Rich is from, but if you gave me a map and said, my life is on the line, guess where this guy is from? I have one answer and one answer only. Rich is straight out of Buffalo, my man. He is salty about what's been going on with the Kansas City Chiefs. Look, I understand that. It's a narrative that's been out there. I think we've all seen some calls and thought to ourselves, are you kidding me? We all saw, obviously, the infamous spot on the fourth down in the Buffalo-Kansas City AFC Championship game. But that is just shocking. I've never seen, I mean, maybe I'm wrong and I'm misinformed. I've never seen someone go into an NFL-sanctioned press conference and just absolutely go out to players like that. But I love it. I'm not anyone who has an issue with that, spare me. Soft as ice cream if you do. You gotta love it. Rich, you're the man. Way to go get him, man. That's just great. But nonetheless, guys, as always, thank you so much for spending the last hour with us here on Sports Overnight America. Listen to you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I will be back tomorrow again. We are inching towards the Super Bowl. I'm sad the NFL season's coming to an end, but couldn't be more fired up for the big game down in New Orleans. See you guys tomorrow. It's been an absolute pleasure. Tyler Levine, signing off.